in moments where it's hard to like contextualize yourself in the world, where do I fit? What would it be like if I disappeared? There's still someone that's there.
Carol Palatao is a music major at Western University. She struggles with anxiety and depression. She is not alone. Over 2 million Canadians struggle with their mental health.
He's quite large, actually. He's 6.5 pounds, mostly brown on the top, like a tan brown color on top. But he's like all white fur on the bottom. He's got like the big floppy ears, really dark brown eyes. Yeah, he's very cute, very fluffy.
Timothy is a rabbit. He's Carol's emotional support animal.
It helps me keep grounded in my life. Someone else is relying on me, like I'm his caretaker for him, and like if I want to take care of him, I have to take care of myself too.
Many health practitioners acknowledge the benefits animals can have on someone's mental health. A volunteer with St. John's Ambulance Therapy Dogs, Jenny Hauser, says our bodies actually have a physical reaction to animals.
Your blood pressure can go down by about 10 points. Your feel-good chemicals that are developed and produced in the brain, serotonin, dopamine, those are running more fluidly in the body when you spend time with a dog, or you're breathing properly and you're becoming more present. All it takes is about 5 minutes.
Hauser has noticed the impact animals can have from close by.
My primary placement is at Western. A mature student came a couple of years ago, didn't even know Mulligan was there. She was there for another reason. She spent a good portion of an hour with Mulligan, and you could tell she was very upset. Tears were flowing. You could tell she was having a really bad day. And she left, and then about 2 weeks later, she came and visited us again, and she told me that she was on her way to quit school until she spent that time with Mulligan, and it cheered her up so much. She looked, you know, things in a little bit maybe different perspective, and she didn't end up quitting.
More and more people are seeking the help of animals to deal with their mental health struggles. Founder of Searchlight Service Dogs, Bruno Amaro, has noticed a rise in demand.
Mental health issues, I don't know exactly why, but it seems like they're more prevalent now. Maybe they always were, but just not so much out in the mainstream or on the front line. Some people are at their wit's end, and they don't know what else to do. They've tried the meds, they've tried the counseling, they've tried, you know, diet changes, working out, all kinds of different things, and they're at a point where, you know what, maybe a service dog will be the one key factor that might change my life just that little bit to make me cope with it and carry on.
Sadly, the rise of supporting animals also has a downside. Amaro has noticed a lot of misunderstandings about the different kinds of animal assistance.
The difference is that service dogs are highly trained, and they are actually trained with tasks that assist in mitigating the client's conditions. Basically, emotional support dogs are, and I hate to try to belittle it or to make it seem not as significant, because these dogs, or even service animals that aren't dogs, do have a great effect on people's lives. But they are basically well-trained pets. Part of the problem is that a lot of people, not knowing the difference between the two, they will try to pass off an emotional support dog as a service dog. That is horrible for people that actually have service dogs, where if they try to go into a public place that has had a bad experience, they may get turned away.
Carol Palatao agrees there isn't much regulation.
There's no like official legal standing that dictates whether an animal is an emotional support or not, which is why you get all those stories in the news. We're in like this weird transitional period where it's not really like a service animal, like a guide dog, but it's not really like just a pet. If you were ever like in a situation where you would need additional accommodation to have a pet, whether that be like in an apartment building, on an airplane, those kind of things, it's like it has to be like a medical professional produced like letter or document that kind of outlines the need for the animal and like why you should be allowed to have it.
Getting an ESA letter is also possible via online services. Sadly, there are a lot of scam websites. Owner of ESAT International, Chaz Stevens, has tips how to recognize sketchy online companies.
Call somebody up on the phone. Say hello. Talk to them. Ask them, where are your clinicians? If you find somebody on Trustpilot that's dealt with 7,000 clients and there's not a single bad review, in 7,000 orders, somebody's not going to be happy with you. So when you see that, one should start to wonder. I have personally certified an 11-ton African elephant, and I have an emotional support cactus. When I look around and I look at the competition that's on the internet, really difficult to go from site to site and not find something that's a myth.
If the misunderstandings are out of the way, nobody can deny the positive effect animals can have on mental health.
That love that animals give to you unconditionally, I think, is a big factor in your mental health, because animals don't care what you look like, what socioeconomic status you have, what race you are, how rich, how poor you are. They don't care. They just love you.
I am Laura DePau.